Hi, everyone. My name is Shara. I'm one of the junior high pastors at the Vista campus. And today we're going to jump right into Hebrews chapter 5. And we're talking about Jesus Christ as a high priest. But before we even talk about Jesus as the high priest, this letter gives us a little bit of what a priest actually did. So starting at verse 1. For every high priest taken from among men is appointed in matters pertaining to God for the people, to offer both gifts and sacrifices for sin. He is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and going astray, since he is also clothed with weakness. Because of this, he must make an offering for his own sins as well for the people. No one takes this honor on himself. Instead, a person is called by God, just as Aaron was. Right here, it's saying that a priest is to offer sacrifices for the people on behalf of their sins. But also, this priest himself is a sinner also. So they are also making sacrifices and offerings for their own sin. And because this priest is a sinner and struggles with weakness and temptation and the things of life, he's able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and going astray. He's able to have compassion. He's able to empathize. He's able to be a human and step in to what these people are going through. Have you ever been in a life group, maybe at work, or have you ever been just with friends, and the life going on around you is just crazy, chaotic, something with marriage, with family, with finances is just all over the place. And when you find yourself alone, you're in the most emotional and spiritual pain you've ever been in. And when you reach out to someone and say, hey, I want to tell you what I'm going through, hoping that they'll understand and they can step into that, they just don't get it. Like you open up of, hey, like my family member just passed away. I'm really struggling with this, trying to understand about God. And they're like, oh my gosh, I totally get it. When my fish died, and you're like, wait, what? Like your fish? I'm talking about my parent who passed away. I'm talking about this deep emotional thing. Wait, I don't think we're on the same level. I don't think you actually get it. In fact, a lot of times, and almost none of us can truly fully get what's going on in those moments by ourselves. No one else is there in those moments with those thoughts, those triggers, with all of your life behind you to fully and truly understand what you're going through. I went through a season in my life where I went through some really hard things and I thought, you know what? No one's gonna get it. Like they have good intentions to pray for me and to care for me, but no one's actually gonna understand the pain, the suffering, what I'm going through. So instead of opening up to people, because I didn't want to do that, I didn't want to get that advice of here's what you should do, or you know what, I felt that way before too. I closed off from people. And I even believed that, you know what, God doesn't even understand what I'm going through. He doesn't understand this pain, this ache, this deep emotional struggle. No one gets it, not even God. Because he's God, he's sinless, he's perfect. He doesn't get what's going on. He's never gone through this. But then when you get to the verse in chapter 5, verse 7, it says, during his early life, talking about Jesus, he offered prayers and appeals with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. It's saying that he offered loud cries and tears in the Garden of Gethsemane before he's going to die. He is crying out in the midst of pain and emotion. He gets it. He sees you in those moments when you're crying out to God, when you feel like no one else understands. He gets it. He's been there. And then it continues in verse 8 and says, although he was the son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. After he was perfected, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Although he was the son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. It's not saying that Jesus needed to learn how to obey. He learned the experience of obedience, and he learned that through suffering, the things that he suffered through. He didn't go from disobedience to obedience. He learned the experience of suffering, and through that, he teaches us that suffering is a good thing. It's a good thing that we can lean into Jesus. We can lean into knowing that he gets it. He's cried out in the midst of suffering. He's not like, this is super easy, no big deal. No, he cried out with loud cries and tears, just like the loud cries and tears that we've had in the midst of suffering. But then he obeys God. He follows God in the midst of those suffering. He chooses God to give him glory. And so suffering was a tool used to teach Jesus obedience. And suffering is a tool that's used to teach us to grow closer to God, to be obedient, to give God glory. So I just want to encourage you today that if you're going through something hard, no matter what it is, God can use that suffering to grow you, and God knows what you're going through.